At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere. And we thank you for joining us. It's a brand spanking new edition of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and Danny G Radio. I know that's a surprise. You probably figured since I was away from my watch post on radio that I would not be here. But no, the podcast must continue no matter what. So abracadabra, here we are. And a special occasion. I teased this on the radio show earlier in the week before I took my brief hiatus. We'll explain more about that on the Saturday podcast. But anyway, listen, this is somebody I wanted to have on. I mentioned his name on a previous podcast a while back. When I was a kid growing up watching this gentleman on TV, and now as an adult, here I am, a middle-aged human being. I hope I'm middle-aged. Who knows? You never know how old you're going to live. Watching football on TV, when I would see this guy call a game up until the last couple of years and I would hear his voice, I immediately went nostalgia and I would flash back to when I was a little kid, Fat Benny, and I wanted to be a sportscaster and I wanted to talk about sports on radio and television and all that. And I would watch these games. And so I flash back to that. The great Brent Musburger, a Hall of Fame broadcaster, the man that helped create the modern phrase, or the modern pregame show, I should say, the NFL Today. He's also, he coined the phrase March Madness, and you are looking live as well. So known for that and so many other things. And over the years, I don't need to tell you the man's resume. The resume speaks for itself, but Brent Musburger, he was the voice of college football for a number of years. He was involved in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, mentioned the phrase March Madness, which he popularized in his day. And he's called the Final Four, of course, for that, the NBA Finals, the Super Bowl, the World Series, U.S. Open tennis, the Masters, pretty much everything other than hockey. He was raised in Billings, Montana, Brent Musburger, and he just recently stepped down after doing play-by-play for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Jackpot, baby!
He is still very much active in sports media. He helped found, and he's the managing editor of the Vegas Stats and Information Network, a gambling outfit based in Vegas, and he will still be part of that, very much a part of that, VSiN. And so you'll see Brent Musburger on that through the football season, but we had a chance to catch up to Brent from his humble abode in Montana. And what an honor it is to speak to the great Brent Musburger. Brent, welcome to the podcast. I thank you. I know you're very busy. Thank you for spending some time with us. So this past NFL offseason, we mentioned it, you were the play-by-play voice of the Raiders from 2018 until this past year. You decided to put the mic down again. This is your second retirement. You retired from network TV a few years back, and so now you're stepping away from the Raiders. So the question here, Brent, is why was the time right?
My eyes are now 83 years old. Those radio press boxes, they keep putting them higher and higher. My binoculars keep getting stronger and stronger. You know what I mean? I needed more time to spend on my VSIN owned by DraftKings. Got to take part in all the contests in Las Vegas. Enjoying my time up here in Montana with the family right now. So things are good, and I hope the Raiders do well. They got a tough first five games in that schedule, that opening game against the Chargers. Chargers favored by 3.5 in Los Angeles, and I'm sure the Chargers will remember what happened to them on the last game a year ago, knocking the Chargers out of the playoffs with Daniel Carlson's sixth field goal to win a game in the last few minutes. And so I'm sure the Chargers haven't forgotten. And Justin Herbert's one of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL. They'll be ready. Khalil Mack, now a Charger, and the Raiders played him when he was a Chicago Bear once, and he was full of fire. He came right after Derek Carr, caused us a whole lot of trouble in that game. That was the only time they've had to face Khalil, trading him to the Chicago Bears when John first came in. So it's going to be a very, very interesting season. AFC West, obviously, the toughest in the NFL.
Well, absolutely. And as far as the play-by-play stuff, you mentioned the press boxes all the way up now near the roof in these stadiums. What are you going to miss most? I know you retired a few years ago from TV. You've got, obviously, the radio network, which you talked about in Vegas and whatnot. But as far as just the meat and potatoes of play-by-play, what are you going to miss most about calling the games on Sundays?
I would probably the excitement, probably the reaction from the fans when good things. I mean, there's a big difference. I spent a lot of time doing college football play-by-play, and people always ask me the difference between college and the NFL. I say it's the reaction of the fans. The fans are entirely different in the college game. It's a celebration every Saturday. You've got the bands at halftime. You've got all the cheerleaders down on the field. With the NFL, it's, you know, how are you doing? Are you getting in the end zone? That's when the fans go crazy because they want their team to win. But it's an entirely different scene around the stadiums in the NFL than in college football. But I'll miss the reaction of the fans at both levels, to tell you the truth. That'll be the one thing. I'm a season ticket holder of the Raiders, so I'll be there for all the home games and talking to the fans. And the nice thing is I can drink a cold one before the opening kickoff. I don't have to wait until after it's all over when I was broadcasting. You know what I mean?
I hear you on that. And your last partner in the booth with the Raiders, Lincoln Kennedy. Lincoln, actually, I worked with Lincoln at Fox Sports Radio. Great guy. And so a massive human being, Lincoln Kennedy. People don't realize how huge, tall, and just husky a person Lincoln is. He's a great guy, though. I'm sure you had fun doing these games with Lincoln over the last few years.
Yeah, you know, Lincoln is, just as you pointed out, just a wonderful, wonderful person. I've been around this racket so long. I actually covered him doing play-by-play when he was playing for the Washington Huskies and Don James. So that's where I first met Lincoln Kennedy. It was an absolute pleasure working alongside him for four seasons with the Raiders. And Lincoln is just a wonderful, wonderful person to be around away from the game. I would fall in by. We'd go into a stadium, and I make sure I get Lincoln about five steps in front of me, and I just fall in behind him, you know, like a good running back, and he just cleared the way for me. You know what I mean?
I hear you on that. Now, can you share the secret? Man, you mentioned your age. You have not lost your fastball, though, and you've been doing broadcasting for so long, and you're going to continue, as you said, when you've got the gambling network in Vegas. How do you get to that point?
Well, I think you have to be a fan of the games and the people. So I watch a lot of baseball because I grew up a baseball fan. But in the old days, baseball was more a sport of characters And now it's a sport of statistics. And to tell you the truth, I think baseball is making a mistake. For example, I was watching Aaron Judge hit his 44th home run last night against Seattle on television. And I really don't care about the exit velocity. I am interested in why Judge is off to such a great start, what kind of a person he is, what he feels like chasing Roger Maris's record. So I've always been a people guy, but I always get excited about people doing good things. Listen, truth of the matter is I would love to have played any game, be it baseball, football, basketball, but I was never that good of an athlete. And so I realized at a very young age that I wanted to be around it. I liked the people. I'm a people guy, so I still get excited. Even though I'm not doing the Raider games, I'll be there as a season ticket holder, pulling for them. I think the key is to stay enthused about the product. And at the bottom, I'm a fan of the games. I love watching great contests, great athletes, no matter what the sport is. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, I certainly didn't grow up a soccer fan, but I can sit there and watch a good Premier League team or Champions League game. Real Madrid, I've got friends in Las Vegas who had bets on Real Madrid against Liverpool. It was kind of interesting watching the game. So it doesn't matter. It's the best form of entertainment for me is sports. It's a grand escape from the problems that one great writer wrote, life's a bitch and then you die. And one of the great escapes that you have during that journey is to follow sports. And that's what I've done. Doesn't make a difference to me whether I'm broadcasting a game or not. I'm interested in the outcome.
Yeah, and it does seem over the years you've called every major sporting event just about. I don't think – have you done hockey over the years, Brent? I don't remember you doing hockey.
That's a good question. Yeah. That's the only one. It's funny you bring that up. People ask me that, and I say, hockey's the only one. Now, I did cover it as a columnist in Chicago before I became a broadcaster. I covered the Blackhawks, actually. Bobby Hull was a dear friend. It was a great team with Bobby Hull and Stan Mikita. But that was the old 16 National Hockey League. And I tell people that at the level that they operated at, that was the greatest league I was ever around. And they diluted with expansion, but understandably so. And there were enough great players coming up. And my wife and I we watch the Golden Knights, and I love to watch it. But to go back to your question, and I say the only advantage I had not calling hockey is I didn't have to learn how to pronounce all those names. So we all laugh about that type of thing. But hockey is the one that I never did play-by-play for. You're right.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brent Musburger, is there, you don't have favorite kids or whatever, but as a play-by-play guy, college football, you were the voice of that for so long, big NBA games, of course, associated with the NFL. Is there a favorite, though? You mentioned you love baseball. You still watch baseball. You're watching Aaron Judge the other night hit a home run. Is there a favorite particular sport that you enjoy covering more than any other?
No, I will tell you, I grew up a baseball fan, and not around television. People don't understand. I grew up in the 50s up in Montana. It was radio that we followed baseball on, the game of the week back in the day. And then, of course, I went to school, went to prep school in Minnesota, then the Northwestern. So television came in. And the marriage between the football and television is what elevated football past baseball. Baseball remains a game that you need to go see in person. You can still watch it on TV, as I do, but occasionally, like, a couple of weeks ago, I went to a minor league game, and you go with friends, and there's a lot of time to converse. It's more of a social event than football because there's a lot more dead time. But football and television are made for each other because of the rhythm of the game, and you can get the replays in. What's happened in football through the years is people realize that it's a better watch on television at home than in the stadium. So the franchises and the colleges realize we've got to do something, and they put in these gigantic scoreboards up in the end zone so that they can show the fan in the stadium the replays like the folks are seeing at home. But it was the marriage between television and football that elevated football ahead of baseball as a national pastime. Basketball is kind of interesting because it works on both levels. Being at a basketball game, because it's far more intimate. Your crowds are down around 12,000-15,000 as opposed to 65,000-75,000 at a football game, 45,000 for a baseball game. But you can watch a big-time basketball game like March Madness, and you can enjoy it as much on television. It doesn't last that long. The one thing about basketball is it's a lot more compact. Baseball has a time problem right now. Goodness, when I used to cover the Cubs, I guess I covered everybody in Chicago, but Bob Gibson would come to town with the Cardinals, and invariably he would hook up against Ferguson Jenkins. And I tell people this all the time, that our games lasted like 145, 155, less than 2 hours. These guys would be done with the game. I mean, they got the ball back and they just fired it. And also the hitters. The hitters today, if you watch them on television in particular, they step back out of the box and they wear the batting gloves and they have to reset the tape on them for whatever reason. Well, back in the day that I'm talking about, only a handful even wore batting gloves and they didn't step out of the box. They just tapped home plate, maybe with the bat, got ready for the next pitch. But now the speed of a game of baseball is a problem. They're going to deal with it. I think they're going to bring in a pitch clock and see what they do about speeding it up, because baseball has a problem with the younger generation, and they have to address it, and they have to get to it, and they will. It's still a wonderful game and a wonderful way to spend a summer afternoon or a summer evening, whatever the case might be.
Yeah, well, you okay with the changes? We've seen in last couple of years a ghost runner. When COVID started, they added the ghost runner in baseball. They're getting rid of that. They're getting rid of the shift. That's coming next year. They're going to have robot umpires. How do you feel about robot umpires, Brent?
Well, since I spent a year umpiring in the minor leagues, I'm dead set against it. because I think if you go back to people like Earl Weaver and some of the great antics that he would pull off, against. I thought that's part of the human part of the game. So I'm against it. I think players strike out swinging at bad pitches, and occasionally the umpire will call them out on a bad pitch. I think the human equation is good. I don't mind instant replay so much. They seem to be moving that along. I'm dead set against the ghost runner in the 10th inning. I think that's hokey. Now, I think I understand why they don't want to abuse pitching staff. I got all that. But I wish that they would say we can have a 10th inning and 11th inning with no runners put on base automatically. And then maybe the 12th and something like that would adjust it. The shift is rather interesting to me because I think when they do away with it, and all the gossip indicates that they're going to do it, they're going to have two infielders on either side of second base. They are going to have more base runners, especially left-handed hitters. They're going to hit those ground balls between the first and second baseman in the right field. I see at least one a game because they set that spare infielder against left-handers deep into right field, short right, and he throws them out time after time. So, but whether or not that's going to help with the speed of the game, obviously they've got to get to a pitch clock, and they need to hurry up some of the mound meetings. Even today they've tried, but I wish them well in trying to do it even a little bit more. So let's see how it works out.
Absolutely. And back to you though, Brent. You've done it all in your career, mostly recently over the last few decades, play by play. But you were one of the great studio hosts. And we'll get to that in a minute. But what is the harder skill to have for you? Was it doing the studio show or doing the play-by-play? What came more naturally to you?
Well, back in the day with the studio, obviously, the local news on the 10 and the 6, and then the NFL Today with Phyllis and Irv and Jimmy the Greek, it actually probably requires more time to get ready for a studio show. Play-by-play, you let the action come to you, and the game will decide, you know, where you're going to go. But they were both very satisfying, different in their own way. I knew early on as a studio guy that eventually I was going to move to play-by-play. The studio belongs to younger people taking over in there, and that's good, and one led to another. So it was a great transition, and then perfect way for me to get out, and then came back into the studio, of course, with the Vegas Stats and Information Network in Las Vegas, and that's where I'll be again, especially on the Fridays, the football season leading up, because we've got the college football, and then we've got NFL coming up with week one. My goodness, we've got college football coming on Saturday, August 27th. My Northwestern Wildcats will be in Dublin, Ireland to play the Nebraska Cornhuskers, opening up with a Big Ten game. And I noticed that the Huskers are an 11-point favorite. I'm hoping my Wildcats can come on and get inside that. But I was, just before you called, actually, I was looking at the schedule on the 27th, and then college will keep going on that Thursday, September 1st, as well as the 2nd, and they'll go right up through the Labor Day on Monday, September 5th. Clemson will play Georgia Tech. Clemson, obviously, a huge favorite of that game. It's going to be played in Atlanta. But probably the game that the college football fans should circle on that Labor Day weekend is on Sunday, September 4th, down in New Orleans, Florida State and LSU. And I think that's just going to be a monster. Great deck to both those teams so many times over the years. Great fan bases. And the Seminoles might be a little bit better than people think they are. They've been in a rebuilding situation here the last few years. And you play LSU, and of course, the big story there is Coach Kelly leaving Notre Dame to become the head coach down at Baton Rouge. And I wish him nothing but the best. I actually first met him when he coached at Cincinnati. And we became good friends. And he's a fascinating story because he's a son of politicians out of Massachusetts. And he is a little bit like a politician. I've teased him about it through the years, and that'll help him. You know, he tried a little bit too hard with the Southern accent when he was introduced down there at LSU, but he'll get beyond that, and he will find that there's an unbelievable talent base down Louisiana. Nick Saban once told me that when he came to coach at LSU, he closed the border. That was the first thing he did, recruit, get the best of the athletes of LSU. And if Brian Kelly does that, the Tigers will be back before you can they're going to be back. I think they're really good.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Brett, speaking of college football here, I got to get your reaction. You're a Big Ten guy. You covered all the big college football games for years. And now the news in recent weeks here that UCLA and USC are going to join the Big Ten. They're heading to the Big Ten. And what's your reaction to that? The Big Ten's going to go from Los Angeles to New Jersey now, with Rutgers on the East Coast and Maryland on the East Coast, and then back all the way across the country to LA. Is this a good fit, or is this a disaster in the making?
You know, I have to tell you, I'm not usually shocked by anything. I've been around too long, too old. But I was definitely surprised when USC and UCLA made that announcement. But then again, when you think about what happened with the SEC taking Oklahoma and Texas away from the Big 12, the Big Ten said, we better expand our TV footprint. And that's exactly what they did. They go coast to coast. So we're going to wind up with the super conferences. We'll see if the Pac, what remains of the Pac-12, I guess we can say Pac-10 again, and the Big 12, they might get together. And, of course, do not forget on the East Coast, the ACC is still sitting over there. So we shall see what happens. As for the kids at USC and UCLA, they better get ready for some long airplane trips, if you know what I mean, because you pointed out that they extend back to the University of New Jersey, taking on Rutgers, and then there's Penn State, but it allows the Big Ten to sell not only an early game on a Saturday, but a mid-afternoon game. And then they can go to an evening game because they would have USC and UCLA in place. Now, I think there's still another shoe that could fall. We'll wait and see. I'm kind of curious about what Notre Dame is finally going to decide. If Notre Dame were to join the Big Ten, and my old friend Jim Delaney tried for a long time. He thought he had the Irish coming in, but they decided not to join the Big Ten. But should they decide now, I would think that the Big Ten would then bring Stanford in also, another team from the West Coast, and that's another rival for Notre Dame. But we'll see. We'll see what's ahead down the road. It's always interesting. Obviously, money talks with the television contracts, and you can't blame the conferences trying to do well for their individual schools. And those of us who like to watch college football on TV, we win because we're going to have nothing but great games on every weekend.
Yeah, what a different world, though. You have NIL deals now, name, image, likeness for the players. You've got the TV money is through the roof, and so it's a whole new world. And when you were doing all the college football games, traveling around and all that, what was your favorite stop on the college football tour? Did you have one in particular you love?
Yeah, this is kind of interesting because there's so many on the college football trip. One that I said was a sleeper is no longer a sleeper. It has been discovered, and that was Clemson. Clemson was, you know, a nice Southern team and more of a regional school. They weren't known nationally, but a great place to go. They always smell down the hill prior to the game. That was my sleeper stop. Now there's all the other ones. I mean, my goodness, we mentioned LSU. Let me tell you something. Baton Rouge on a Saturday night doesn't get any better. And I missed Notre Dame when NBC got the contract, and away they went. But there's so many to go. My friend, I've got time for one more question. My wife is sick on me right now.
All right. Well, I don't want to take away from that. And I appreciate your time very much here, Brent. But we'll get you out on this one, Brent, here. The catchphrases, right? You're so many. There was a Brent Musburger drinking game a few years ago. How did those originate? You're looking live, and all the others you picked up. Is there okay. An origin?
All right. It was the looking live. Bob Fishman was the original director of the NFL Today. His father gambled on football. And so when you gamble on football, you obviously know other gamblers. It's a social activity. Other people realize how social gambling on sports really is. So Bob's father had a friend who lost a game, and he blamed it on the fact that he didn't know the weather. He said to Mr. Fishman, is there a way that Bob can show me the picture so I know what the weather is on a Sunday in the NFL? So Bob jokingly mentioned that in a meeting with producer Mike Pearl, myself, with the three of us, and we laughed. And we sat and thought, well, listen, what about a live shot of a stadium? So we did it. And I said, well, here's what we'll do, Bob. I said, let me just say you are looking live. Okay, let's try it. So we tried it on one stadium that first week. And then the next week, Bob said, Brent, what if I gave you three stadiums in succession where we're going? And I said, you mean you give me Soldier Field in Chicago, and then you Cowboys Stadium down in Texas, and the Rams were still in the Coliseum along saying, yeah, he said, I can do that. I said, okay. I said, I'll use You Are Looking Live on all of them, but you got to do one thing for me, Bob. And he said, what's that, Brent? I said, don't roll any tape. It's got to be live if I'm going to say it. We all laugh. And that's how it came to be, my friend.
That is
you are looking live. Okay, here we go. All right.
That is outstanding. I thank you.
Take care. Okay.
Thank you, Brent.
Thanks a lot.
Bye bye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.